A novel by New Zealand writer Lloyd Jones was on the shortlist for this year's Man Booker Prize. It's called Mr. Pip, and it takes place on a remote South Pacific island called Bougainville. Here's our reviewer, Alan Chews.
Difficult not to think of Lord of the Flies when reading Jones's brilliant and compelling work of fiction. It's narrated by an eloquent 13-year-old island native named Matilda Limo. As civil war breaks out, she tells of how an all-powerful mining company arranges for the evacuation of nearly all the white residents, leaving the islanders to the mercy of local rebels and the ravages of soldiers flown in by helicopter. Matilda, a schoolgirl at the time the story begins, can't help but express amazement and fascination with the one white person who's elected to stay behind. He's an oddball Australian, nicknamed Popeye, husband of a local beauty, and he's taken it upon himself to further the education of the island children by reading to them each day from Charles Dickens' masterwork, Great Expectations, featuring the legendary Pip. As the villagers become trapped between the rebels and the army, the children find themselves captivated by Pip and Dickens' other characters and the English setting, and by the motifs of individual destiny and freedom that emerge from their reading of this classic novel. They're also caught between their fascination with this work of art and the practical wisdom of their island parents, personified by Matilda's own mother. As the war heats up, Matilda's passion for Dickensian storytelling takes the novel to a brutal and heartbreaking finale, when she learns lessons about heroism and self-sacrifice that no one should ever have to ponder. But thanks to this novel, Mr. Pip, ponder them we do, in the reading of an island fable with huge implications for every mainland on Earth.
The novel is Mr. Pip by Lloyd Jones. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. His latest work of fiction is called The Fires.